Hi, my name is Denisha. Also go by Viva Monet.
Hi, my name is Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, aka Vari.
And welcome to The Cake.
The cake.
Welcome back to the Cake Podcast. I'm your host, Denisha. Also, go by Viva Monet.
And I'm Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
And I'm Vari, aka Vari.
And welcome back to the Cake Podcast. We missed y'all.
Woohoo!
Sorry that we actually didn't drop on Sunday this week. We usually do bi-weekly every Sunday. We just all had a lot going on this past couple weeks, and it's called life. But we just kind of wanted to apologize because we didn't really communicate that. And if you were looking forward to it, which I hope you were looking forward to it on Sunday, then we just wanted to kind of apologize for that. But we're back, we're here, and we're ready for this week's episode because we have a lot in store this week. So
yes, we're here.
So first, I kind of wanted to start off by paying respects to Nipsey Hussle the Great. As you all know, he was on, what was yesterday's date? Was it March 31st? March 31st, 2019. He was shot and killed in Los Angeles. So we kind of wanted just to pay our respects to that and take the time to have like a moment of silence for him, his legacy, and to send good wishes to his family. Like I said, we just want to kind of send good energy and love to his family, because this is something that no one should go through. His family, we just want to put their prayers. I don't know. I'm just going to say a couple things on the whole Nipsey thing. You know, everything in the media, people are saying that a lot of people are saying it has to do with him dropping the Dr. Sebi documentary. But then on the other hand, some are saying, you know, it's gang related, I guess what the news is saying. I don't know. Do you all have anything you all want to say on this whole issue?
I think the whole thing is sad. My heart is like filling for Lauren London right now. Like, she loved him. I imagine she loves him so much, like how she loved T.I. and ATL. Like, she loved him like so much.
That's
so my heart
a good
goes out
comparison.
To her. It is. She really loved T.I. and ATL.
I feel like
she probably loves him 10 times more because it's real life.
More.
but you know,
yeah.
She loves T.I.
I can't imagine, you know? Like, that's like so scary, like imagining like losing your loved one, someone that like you feel like you found your person, like the person right. that you feel like you were meant to connect souls with, and they He's just are departed from earth. You know, that has to be such a great heartache. So my heart goes out to her too and her family.
Mm-hmm. It was just so random. Like, you wouldn't have even thought.
It was such a beautiful day
so
yesterday, and I was actually in the area. I was in LA yesterday, like around the time that it happened, but it was such a good day. Like, I was at the beach, I was in Crenshaw and I was eating at this like soul food restaurant, but then was at the beach, and like then I got someone text me with the information about it, and I was like, what? Like, I just couldn't even believe it, and I don't know, like I was like, is this a joke? Like, is this, you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, when I first got the message, it just said that he had been shot, and it wasn't confirmed who passed away, but someone did pass away because they were holding that information in. And then when they said it was him, I was just like, wow. Like, I mean, honestly, when I first heard it, I had no words. I didn't know what to say, but I felt like
I don't know.
It was really personal. Like, I felt like I knew him in a way. Like, he was somebody that was, like,
same. You know? I feel like he was a long-lost cousin that I haven't seen in a while. Like, I feel like he was related to everyone. I don't know why his death, like, kind of hit every, like, not everyone, but a lot of, maybe more so a lot of people in the Black community. Because mm-hmm. I follow a lot of Black people on my, on all social mm-hmm. media, so everyone I'm seeing is posting about it. So it's like, I feel like in the Black community, the world stopped, mm-hmm. you know, for his death. And that's just so crazy how powerful that is. Like mm-hmm. to see everyone paying respects to his legacy. Yeah. It's just so sad and so random. And man.
Yeah. So I don't know if you all want to kind of get into the topics around what has happened and anything, but yeah, we just want to like pay respects to that. And yeah,
I don't know. I don't feel like. I mean, I don't know. Because I think we have to figure out who the shooter is. Uh-huh. Then I probably can give a more clear thought or response to what I think could have been. You know, whether it could have been someone shot him for the Dr. Sebi thing, or could it been gang? I honestly don't think it was gang related.
I don't either.
I think it could have been something to do with, you know, like someone seeing how powerful he was and seeing how much of a role he played in his community. It could have been about the Dr. Sebi thing, but because there was no, he said he was going to do it, but we haven't seen the finished product. I felt like, because, you know, I mean, not to say that he wasn't going to do it, but since we haven't seen the finished product yet, I mean, maybe they were stopping it before it came out. I don't know. But I think it really had to do with someone just seeing how powerful he was and seeing, like, how much of an influence he had and, you know, just a really big hater in that sense of thing. I think it was just, like, some, and... Because they said it was someone he knew. Because, I mean, how could you get that close?
And then, like, an hour before he had tweeted, like, I'm so glad, like, my enemies are, like, my...
Like, yeah. A blessing. He said haters are
a
blessing.
He said strong enemies are a blessing or something like that. Yeah. But did you keep scrolling? I just kept scrolling down because I saw that, too. And I noticed that he hasn't tweeted like that before. So I'm thinking, like, It's just odd that he would tweet something like that and then this would happen. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe there was something going on behind the scenes, like between, like, maybe he even knew the person, like maybe they were texting or having a conversation and then the guy just was like, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other conspiracy was like, you know, like compared to, like, I don't know why, but you know, they were saying comparing it to Selena.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I haven't seen that either.
Well, you know, because I think they were just comparing it as in the lady who killed Selena
was like a close person
to her. And Selena had a big influence on the Latina culture too. Mm-hmm. And I also think there's another, you know, thought is just that people who have such influential powers in the community always die sooner.
And it's like, why?
Just in general. Well, I honestly think it's because they came and they started something. It's like they planted a seed mm-hmm. and they were watching it grow. And now that they've seen this, people can continue to live on this legacy after them. You know, Jesus didn't get to live as long as he was supposed to. He died.
That was God.
Really early. I'm saying he had died and he had a really big influence.
Well, people killed him.
He didn't get to live till he was old.
People killed him too.
I'm saying someone killed him. You know, people who have a huge influence, not even people who have a huge influence over the, in like the world, or over like thousands of people, just, you know, little influences that show power. I feel that's like scary. People like that always die sooner.
That's okay. So then,
but it's like, it's also like you. Go ahead, T.
No, I was just thinking about, like, well, the stuff that's happening locally. Like, they found this. I don't remember what she did, but she did. She was like influential, and she was in the bottom of the river. I forgot what she did.
Oh, you're talking about the Black girl, yes. who was she a part of the NAACP or something? Or no, she was.
She had just got onto some council for like a nonprofit, and
yeah,
she wasn't organized.
Was she from Cleveland?
It happened in Columbus. I don't remember where she from.
Oh, Columbus. Yes, yes, it was Columbus.
What was that?
So you know, and it was like a couple weeks ago. Maybe even a week ago.
They found her body last week.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting, like people who have huge influences or who, you know, just do a lot for the community, they seem to go missing mm-hmm. quicker, or they something just tragically happens to them soon.
I think it's because they do have, everyone has an eye on them, and I don't know if it's because of jealousy, I don't know who or what, but I don't know. I kind of, in some situations, and I am somewhat a conspiracy theorist, and I'm not gonna lie, like even with the whole Nipsey thing, like when it first happened, the first thing that came to my mind was that he was being someone was doing this because of, like, it was organized. It just happened too coincidental. Like, the fact that he has just come up, he's trying to do so much within his community. He has all these businesses. He has all these things he's doing to uplift his community around Los Angeles in the area, you know, in the Black community especially, exclusively. And it's like, when you see people starting to unite, and this is a side, I don't know, we've never really talked about anything like this on the Kick podcast, but when you see Black people starting to unite, we're such a strong people, you know, and that's some people's worst fears. I don't want to really say, well, that's white people's worst fears, or, you know, the government, because then we can't be controlled. And I don't know, I didn't really want to get too deep into it, but like, I really feel like that somebody was paid to do this. Honestly, and it was a Black man, but I really think that it came from like the government, or like someone paid him to do this, because it was just
I don't really want to think into that because
it's wrong, but because it'll be someone else tomorrow, it will be someone else, you know why people like Jay-Z.
I think the government. I don't really know either, but just because the government has a lot of shit to worry about than focusing on. It could be true. They could be, I feel like they are watching. Everyone watches, but like,
I mean, our
man, y'all got, I mean, if it is the government, like, y'all really got other shit to be focusing on. Like,
but
until the whole Black community of LA comes together and unite, then maybe you could kill the leader. But until then, you know, he just got his neighborhood. I'm just saying, like, he like Nipsey Hussle did a lot, and he did a lot for his community, and he touched a lot of people all over, and his influence was really powerful. However, it's like there's still people. We're still divided, mm-hmm. you know, like. And I feel like if the government was into this, they just killed somebody. If that was the case, they just killed somebody, and it was much too soon. Like, y'all didn't know where his message was going to go. I mean, unless they just stopped it just because. I mean, I guess it's like Dr. King. I mean, Martin Luther King, like I was saying, you know, they killed him for, you know, uniting Blacks and whites together. So, I mean, it could be true.
I don't know if you all, like, really know the story behind, like, Dr. King, which was herbalist.
Well, yeah, I know. And so
with him, you know, about to put out this documentary, it's just very coincidental that he has been within his community doing this work and, you know, getting to where he is for this long. And then now all of a sudden when he mentions these things that this happens, it's just very coincidental. I don't know. I guess it's still developing and everything's still going on, but I guess.
Man, whoever did it, they gonna light his ass up.
I don't think we're gonna find out who did it.
I feel like they're gonna find out.
There's a video of the shooting.
I didn't watch it. I don't want to see that.
I'm calling my intuition, and I feel like whoever that person is gonna be protected. So I don't think we're gonna find out who.
I think we're gonna find them. You know what? They're gonna find them.
Well, I hope so.
He ain't gonna be able to hide.
I want to know why, but they said they're all hens. Hens all in for the for the investigation. So we'll see how serious they were about that. But anywho, So what was I about to say? I'm sorry. So now we're gonna go ahead and just kind of move on. We were actually gonna be closing out Women's History Month. In what was it? March, because now we're in April. It's April 1st. April Fools. No, I'm just kidding. But we're going to close that out. But we're going to actually kind of talk about influential women and women in hip hop. But mostly influential women. Who do you ladies feel are, who, like, what women influence you all today? Should I ask that again?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
I feel like that's everyone, like everyone's answer.
I'm a diva. I definitely love
you, Fry.
I think anybody who's themselves, like, it just like inspires.
That's so true.
So like,
I
know y'all get on me about liking K Michelle, but she's just so herself, and that's what I like about.
You know, I listen to VSOP like almost once a week.
Really?
K Michelle, I feel like that song is just so great.
Yeah.
K Michelle did it with that song. Like, we gonna light some candles tonight. Very special. I'm singing it to the top of my lungs.
Yeah, she does make good music. I do agree with that, T. Like, I just think any woman that's like on her stuff, like badass, like doesn't take no for an answer. She's always a go-getter. That is like,
I like Cash Doll.
Yeah,
Cash Doll. Okay,
she a bad bitch. Yes, like I love her. She's like a hustler. She's sexy. She's like,
she's blunt. She's like she's herself.
You know, she's straight to the point. She's to her. She's herself. Like, you know, like she don't take shit from nobody. Like, I fucks with her heavy. Like, I love you got me saying K Michelle. Cash Doll.
I was gonna say. It's funny because my mind actually went outside of like music for a second, but like influential women to me are like Michelle Obama, obviously, for obvious reasons. I don't know, it's mostly like women around like the world or even in my everyday life that I see like going after their dreams like hardcore, relentlessly. Like, it really is inspiring.
And you know, like the women who, this sounds so I say cray cray a lot, but women who are like still single and older, like and that have no kids, not like that inspires me, but it's just like that is to me like that's really strong of you.
For them to have no kids,
it's really strong, because if you really think about it, I know so many older people that are like, I'm just gonna have a baby, like I'm getting to that age, I'm just going to have a baby. And to me, that just means that they didn't settle. Does that make sense? So like Gabrielle Union, she didn't have a kid. And so she was married and she was with somebody and she knew she was going to be with that person and she didn't settle. She didn't say,
I'm getting older. She also had difficulty getting pregnant though.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, she didn't say like, oh, I'm getting older, I need to have a kid now. And I'm just going to have a kid without having a man.
Wasn't Gabrielle Union the same one who said that she had like a hoe phase?
I don't know.
In one of her excerpts in her books.
Oh, I didn't read her book.
You guys didn't read that?
I didn't read her book. No.
It's just like a
everybody goes through a hoe
part
phase,
in her book
though.
Where she. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, I respect her hoe phase, you know, and I respect her honesty.
I feel like every woman should have like a hoe phase though.
I think
we should have a couple.
Well, I'm not saying like it, well, levels of wholeness is
what is a whole face to you?
Look, I think that we as women should do whatever the fuck we want. Whenever we want, because who the fuck cares?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not hurting anyone, why the fuck does it matter?
As long as you're not hurting yourself.
I feel like as long as you are...
If I'm hurting myself, what does that have to do with you?
Because not that it affects me, but it's just like that's sad. You should do it. Like, you should be mentally prepared.
You can keep your sad comments to yourself.
But everybody's hurting myself is different. Like, everyone's values are different. Everyone. So, like, as long as you are okay and you're able to look yourself in the mirror and you're not doing something based on outside influence, then, like, as long as you're okay with it, like, do what you want to do. Just be you, but don't let people pressure you. We're too old for that. However,
you know,
have fun. You should have fun.
I kind of this made me think about Black China.
Why say that?
I mean, because I feel like she goes through a lot of whole phases. I don't know if she's like looking for love.
So who said it stops? She's just still in it.
I mean,
I think she's still in it. Yeah.
Maybe I mean, she might just be single and not found anyone she like wants to be in love with. And
I just maybe the tabloids just are always following her around. Like, damn, she can't just meet a nigga and fuck him for one night and move on. They'd be like, oh, Black China's out with a new nigga. She got a new boo. Just no, he just took me out before I gave him this pussy. Like, he got to take me out first.
Interesting, because I've never seen anything about her. I don't know where you'd be like watching stuff about her. Well, I don't really.
I'd be seeing
the shade room. The shade room.
Yeah, I don't look at the. I don't like the shade room.
Man, the shade room knows everything.
They do, but they're like really TMZ messy for Black people. They're really messy, and they low key paint.
But TMZ be worse.
TMZ is for white people.
TMZ just make
no.
TMZ make up shit.
Yeah, they make up stuff. Actually, but the shade room just be like finding little stuff that you done already seen.
Yeah,
like an exploit. And
yeah, so and so commented on this. Ooh, what you think about that? Just what? Just who? How many people did y'all hire? They probably got a million people. Searching messy shit.
Like, I honestly think it's like people like you and me like send stuff in.
It's like Gossip Girl.
XL.
It's exactly like Gossip Girl. But influential women.
Yes. So
who else would be influential?
I'm really trying to think.
If we're not talking about women in the industry, I also think Meghan Markle is like doing it for Black women, especially for the light skin. It's not to divide us Black women.
My whole mouth is dry.
We got in.
Are you talking about?
I know.
Okay, yeah.
The princess.
I know. I'm just laughing because she just said for like skinny women.
I mean, she got us in the door.
Y'all been in the door. What you mean? That takes us into our next door.
I don't like saying stuff like that. Like
that does.
I don't like talking about. I brought it in for a reason because like. Honestly,
girl, that's what the whole episode was about colorism.
I don't like Black dark skin on light skin. Like that really makes me so angry. Because okay, so like
and I'm glad you brought that up because let that
so,
anger
like,
out.
So like, say for instance, like I have a younger sister and she's dark skin and I'm light skin, and so like my sister would always make these jokes that I was white and like all this stuff. But then she'll cry and stuff because she's dark. So I'm like, girl, you gotta love yourself. And it's just like,
wait, she would make fun of you because you're light skinned and then she would be sad because she's dark.
Well, this happened. I mean, I grew up with my sister all her life, so this happened at different points of her life. But like, I hate it when she was younger and she just didn't understand that I was light and she was dark, and you know, but yeah, because we have like light skinned and dark skinned people in our family.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I know your family. Well, some of your family. So, what would you say to her?
I would just say, like, she's beautiful. Like, she's the way God wanted her to be. And, like, honestly, like, her going through that, this sounds so corny, but her going through that, like, I just always wanted to have, like, a dark girl. Like, that's why I want a dark baby. So, I just want to be like, you're beautiful.
You are beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah, that is
in
beautiful.
In every single way.
What can bring you down?
Yeah. So have you ever had that problem with your sister, Lori?
No, honestly, I haven't really got to that point. But it's funny because like growing up, me being light skinned, I always wanted to be dark skinned. So it's interesting.
It's like we always want like what we don't have.
Like dark, not to say I don't like saying dark skin, but
chocolate
women or with more melanin, anybody with more melanin than me, like even being caramel skin, like I think that is so cute, like it's so gorgeous, like you don't even need a lot of foundation. Okay, that's like,
and it's funny because
it's just me thinking, but like I need a lot of foundation. I don't need a lot, but like since I'm light skin, my skin is uneven.
That is
like,
not true.
My skin is uneven. Sometimes I'm pink and then I'm yellow. Like my outer face, it's just like it's just uneven.
You brought up a point. I was at work and this lady told me, she was like, "You like a funny color." She was like, "You're not yellow."
She said that to you.
You're not.
What a funny color?
You know how like light skin people have an undertone.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "You're not yellow, and you're not brown." She was like, and you're not red. She was like, I don't know what, like, what you are. And I'm just like,
yeah, you just have a beautiful color, Tiara.
Thanks. But I'm like, I don't know what the hell
that is because
I don't look at skin like that. I don't, like, I'm not, like, looking in the mirror.
I think everybody is beautiful. I love people's different skin colors. But it hasn't always been like
that. 1 year.
Like, it hasn't always been like that because it's been a divide.
There's so much to go into colorism. Like, it's such a big topic because right now, black women, specifically dark-skinned black women, are, like, trending right now. And it's just funny because why is it when we're trending is when we're in, you know? Because then next season, it's going to be another shade that's going to be in. And, you know, like, it's just funny because now it's so many. Have you guys been saying, like, the white girls who will basically do blackface but really do it, like, look like they're black, like on the regular basis on their everyday lives.
They've been kind of doing
like that. It's really people doing that. No, it's a white girl who, like, literally, who will tan the fuck out of her. I don't know what she's doing. Like, I think she just puts foundation. I don't know what she's doing. She puts foundation on her legs or some shit. I don't know, but like, she literally looks like a black girl. And but if you look at her previous pictures, she's really a white girl. I mean, you even got who was the lady who was over the NAACP?
Oh, yeah. She was faking was really that she was woman. Black.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just funny how so many people want to be black because it's a trend. Or they want to be darker skinned because it's a trend.
And then she is
white.
What did you say, T? I'm sorry.
Said they put cornrows in their hair and then they invented it.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely didn't invent it. And I'm going to say that every time the Kardashians do some damn trend does not mean that they invented that shit. It was cultural appropriation.
I mean,
and they
also
took that shit. And they're not the first to rock that shit. We are.
The I think it was last year's Marc Jacobs runway show where he did Bantu knots on the models, and they were coming out that Bantu knot, but they didn't use the word Bantu knots, they used something else, and basically said like he invented it. I'm like, you bitch,
we'd be scared to walk out the house fuck? Like that
my mom did that to my hair when I was 5 years old. I was like, mom, you're not gonna really like let me walk around like this, are you? Like, it's not a hairstyle, like this, you serious? I was embarrassed at 5. Like, I'm not about to walk in. Now the people, it's on a runway.
But it's low-key representing that everything that we do as black people has been, I'm sorry I keep bringing it back to this, but it has been culture. Like, we are the culture. Like, we set the tone for that. Like, everything that we do is trendy because it's, like, we're so wavy.
I do have
you know?
A question.
What's that question?
I do have a question. I mean, you know, my question is, what's the difference between culture appropriation and basically just loving the trend? You know, Kardashians do a lot that emphasize the black trend or black people in general, but what if they just love it and they want and they're inspired by it? What's the difference between finding inspiration,
because inspiration
and their
is us. Like there is
okay,
no difference. So that is
what's
what it is.
So what's wrong with them using our what's wrong with the us
because
inspiring
taking,
them to use that trend?
They're taking ownership.
What if it's
it?
Not even them?
They're saying that this they're is not, what I don't, we're doing and this is what this is called and we're the first ones to do this.
I don't think I've ever seen a post that they said that this was the first
time
they've done it. I don't think they put their resources in their photos. However, I think that people who are following them take
it
and make it, Yeah, like the people who follow them take it and think that exactly. But what's wrong with them being influenced by Black people? I'm not saying I agree. I'm just asking.
Okay, so like this is okay. I think what's wrong is because I mean
a lot of people got mad at Ariana Grande.
Yes, they did. I knew you was about to bring that up.
They got so mad at Ariana. They got so mad at her for taking from Black from the Trap House, from taking from Soulja Boy, from taking from 2 Chainz. Like she took a lot.
But
from
to me, that was more so around not getting inspiration in music. Like everyone in the music industry does it,
right?
Like,
but she didn't say she didn't source where she got it from.
Does anybody source where they got it from? When you hear something, you just assume like Drake does it. But I mean, I'm not disagreeing what I'm saying.
So what's, if you got the Kardashians who was rocking the same exact outfit that Naomi Campbell wore on the runway, but she doesn't say Naomi wore it first.
I mean, no, because that's she's gonna post it. I guess I keep thinking about these daggone cornrows. And my whole thing is, it's not them. It's like the media itself.
Yeah, so, people commenting on
it. And I think it's the media. So yeah. I really don't, I don't think that the Kardashians do it in a way to take something that Black people have done.
I kind of don't and agree then with that.
Make it
they
their own.
Black men, they try to have Black babies. They, like, what they want everything.
I think okay, yeah.
I definitely agree with you.
I'm just saying, like, for everything that they wear and post and do,
they want big lips.
Yeah,
they literally want to be Black.
The Kardashians
women
just can't win.
They literally want to be Black.
The Kardashians
women
can't win. They might as well just change their skin. I know they can't, because at the end of the day, they're still white or Armenian. I'm not really sure what they are. But,
well,
is Armenian a fancy word for white?
My whole thing is that
Denisha know more about that than me.
Wait, about what?
Denisha been saying she Armenian since she was 8th grade.
Because my legs were hairy. I don't know. I think that's why I said
Does Armenian mean they're hairy?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's hairy.
Yeah. It was just something I would say, but no, I was just, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
What I was going to say is that I think my thing in it's just that when they try to say, like you said, when the outsiders or the people say that somebody inspired or they created this, that's when I have a problem. Mm-hmm. However, what I want to say,
but when did they say that?
I'm not saying that they. Besides, are we saying the media?
Oh.
Like okay. Commentators and whatnot. But what I'm saying is, when are people going to acknowledge that it is inspired by African American women? Like in even in fashion shows. Okay, you want to have women in that things that look like Black culture, like Black women, their hairstyles, these different things. Well, why not put Black women up there and as a representation, because we did inspire that. You know what I mean? It's like they want to try to wear those hats themselves, and that's where I have a problem, like in certain movies.
How I think surprisingly there are a lot of more fashion houses carrying Black women on their runways now. And however, I kind of think it's funny how they're using very dark-skinned women who have no hair at all. Like, I think they see that very dark-skinned women and bald, like, wearing your hair shaved is a trend, and they're using them for trendy reasons.
For sure.
However, Black women, get your coin however you gonna get, because I feel like, honestly, I think that the media, whatever, like, Black people in general, get your coin however you're gonna get it. But I don't think white people in general will ever respect us.
No.
I think they only respect us to get money out of us.
You think
but
so?
I don't ever think, because look, if dark skinned women and bald women are trending, they're going to find a dark woman. Like, do you see how many models are trending with gap tooth right now? Like, or with bald heads or very dark skin, like they're trending. So they know that if they put that in their show, they're going to see that other people of different cultures or different races are going to support it. They're going to get more money off of it. I mean, I think everything is about money.
Definitely.
But I don't think they'll ever truly respect us. And I'm saying, I think they see, when they see Black women and they see very influential Black women, they see money.
Dang.
That's interesting. I don't really think they, I just don't think they'll ever respect us. And I think that we all just look like dollar signs to them, you know, just like, when it comes to like basketball players or when it comes to just anything, you know, I just don't really think that we'll ever be respected.
I think about schools and I think about, you know, scholarships and stuff. Oh, we got to have this amount of people to get this funding, and we got to get this amount, you know, like this amount of Black people, this amount of Asian people, you know, we got to
affirmative action, quote unquote.
I mean, it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's also like, dang, am I just a number to you, you know?
Exactly.
So
I think that's pretty much everywhere, you know.
I went to training this week.
And
I went to training this week at my job, and they were talking about like their initiative to be more diverse or whatever. And in her basically talking about that, she then brings up affirmative action. And I don't know why I have this bittersweet like love-hate relationship with affirmative action, because I feel like some companies only do it to make a quota, even though affirmative action was made to give equal rights. I find it controversial because it's like, you understand what the law was set in place to do, I guess, but on the other hand,
it's all for paper.
It's all for paper. It's all for a number. It's not because you genuinely want them there. I don't feel the, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned your training, because I just went to a meeting at my job and one of the topics was diversity, and the quote literally said, people of color are 55% of the company.
Is that a
but
color?
He wasn't without a people of color, and I when you read people of color, you automatically think of black people, like
colored people.
I think of segregation.
Me too. I think of black people, but I'm like, why did you say people of color? You could have put
African Americans.
Well, he wasn't just talking about African Americans. He was talking about people, all minorities. He could have just said minority. Yeah. Because like the company is full of all different types of races, like honestly the company is full of more races, other races, or more ethnicities than white people. You could just tell if you just like in the meeting that we had, you looked across the room, there was probably maybe 10 white people in there. Like the whole room was and it was more than 10 white people in there. I'm just saying there was more minorities than whites. So when the quote said like people of color, you automatically think black people. So I just thought it was funny or interesting, the word of choice that he used to describe the diversity in the company.
We have diversity and inclusion training at my job, and a lot of people think it's dumb. I don't think they understand. Well, okay, let me break it down like this. And what we do as what I am, as what we do when we go out in the field and we talk to different people, we are already learning how to deal with people. So a lot of my coworkers are like, we know how to do this already. Like, we know how to interact with everybody because that's our job. But everybody else is just, I don't know. They're just, I guess they're learning that, I guess it's becoming more diverse than what it was. I'll say that. So as though like my group or my department has already dealt with these other type of people and these other races, a lot of the other people or older people have not. So it's interesting to go into these classes, because you're not broken up into departments. You sign up to whenever you can make it, and you're in there with like whoever you sign up with. So it's just interesting to see everybody's interactions.
So let's get back to
the colorism.
I'm cutting off tea, but I did want to bring it back to the music industry and talking about colorism in the music industry compared to light-skinned women who are like thriving because of their shade of color compared to like darker skinned women, and how we don't see as many. I mean, we see them, but do we see light-skinned women thriving a little bit more? I've seen this this video on Twitter of...
Hold on. I think we're going to take a break for a minute. Really fast.
Okay.
We're back. We had to take a break because... Yeah, things happen. No, so Anchor, we just had to take a break, so we had to come back.
To get its shit together.
Yeah, we're Anchor and Spotify partner together, so we're hoping that they get some things set in stone so that it could be A1 because it has so much potential. Because
right now it's B2.
It reminds me of vending machines. I've never heard that before. What'd you say? It reminds me of vending machines. Low key, because that shit be getting stuck. It'd be like, you gotta hit it a couple times and then it's back working.
It'd be like, what did
you shake it up? It'd be like that. So, yes. So we're back. Before we were
gone. We were ignoring Denisha.
We were ignoring me. I was like, hello? I was like saying stuff. I was like, so what are you, blah, 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 blah. And nobody was responding to me. I was like, oh, okay.
Cool. Okay. So yeah,
but yeah.
We were getting into colorism.
Yeah,
we're you? Back to join us.
Yes, back to join you. Okay, so what was your question? Because I heard the question. Yeah, just ignore me.
So my question was colorism in the music industry, and do you guys feel like light skinned women are thriving more than blacks, like darker skinned women, or like are you noticing more darker skinned women enter the industry? And I only brought this up because I seen a video on Twitter where there was a light-skinned woman. I think her name is Brittany something, Little Brittany, but it was another. She had a name like Brittany. I know it was in it. And she was singing a song that Rick Ross had done in the past.
Uh-huh. Oh, and, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but she sang the song just like Rick Ross did. Like, she kind of kept the same flow, the same, like, way that he did the song, but she just, you know, did her own words and her own, like, voice. Mm-hmm. And, she sang it kind of just like he did the song originally. And then there was a darker skinned woman who sang the song, but her voice was so powerful and she, you know, switched up the flow on it and she made her own flow to his song. And Rick Ross really loved Britney's version, which is the light skinned girl.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so she loved her version of the song. And then he gave like really, he critiqued the darker skinned woman's voice and said that it wasn't the right song for her voice, but obviously she took his song to another level with her voice. And
hear this.
I thought I should share it with you guys. I have to go back and find it, but it brought me like, I'm like, wow, like this is real. Like this woman had the light skinned woman had body, she had hips, she had curves, she was light skinned, and she had weave. You know, she had her hair down, yeah. She had her inches in, and then the black woman, or the darkest, I keep saying black woman, the dark skin woman had,
more like chill,
she was skinnier, she was, yeah, she wasn't really masculine, but she was just really chill, she didn't like have chill, anything on, like, hugging her body, she was just in, she had her hair twisted, and she was just herself, like, generally herself, and she just, you know, wanted her voice to speak for that, and he criticized it, so... I was just asking, is there colorism in the music industry?
I definitely do feel like there's colorism in the industry. I feel like not even in just the industry, but in the media itself, it is portrayed like the people who have lighter skin typically get more attention, get more just people gravitate toward that. I don't know. Because as you were saying that, I was thinking like, you know, as far as like women with like softer voices, and I was like, okay, Janae Aiko, you know, I was just thinking of some artists, and then I was thinking, okay, she is light skin. Then I was thinking of other women who are darker skin with a very light voice, and I was like, okay, Nao. And Nao,
yeah, but Nao's not as big as Janae, but then Aiko. I was like,
okay, well, Nao came out later.
But what do you think about Solange?
What Solange you mean? Because not... I think that Solange and Beyonce are low-key the same color.
Solange is
No, Solange is like a hint darker, but not even enough.
Beyonce is much lighter than that much. Solange.
That's not a very drastic difference. It's like not. When I say dark skin, I think
chocolate. But I was, well, I'm comparing Jhené Aiko and Solange.
They're two totally different people. Yeah, they're two totally different artists.
But they are, however, I feel like Solange is really still a big person in the music industry.
Yeah, but they stand for two totally different types of...
I'm still just talking about the colorism. Like, you know, you're thinking that light-skinned women get a lot of more publicity than dark-skinned, but I'm saying you have Solange. She's not dark, but I'm saying she's a darker skin tone, and she gets a lot of publicity as well. And I think she's just
on a whole different... I don't really think she gets that much light, because, to be honest, Solange wasn't really somebody that people were going to listen to for music anyway, because Solange has always been different. Solange has not been someone who played into the more trendy stuff. She kind of does her own route. She takes it more the artsy way, and she does things that are more abstract and things like that. And people, there for a while, until she dropped a seat at the table, people weren't going and talking about Solange. Solange is,
right, but I'm saying she drops two albums and it took off. You know, like she's not dropped. You know, like, not saying that Neo is, her music is...
Yeah, Solange has had tons of albums, and this is the first one. A Seat at the Table was the first to get her recognized. And so when people heard A Seat at the Table, they had big expectations for this next one, because they're like, A Seat at the Table is such a statement.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really know what all people's, you know, take on her next one is, but I think that it simply got the hype that it did because of A Seat at the Table. Because before that, Solange wasn't getting any.
Well, she had a really big hit.
Oh, it was kind of cool, I guess.
But then, like,
I mean, but also, not to say it wasn't cool, I but feel like social media in itself has. But I also think social media has evolved since before a seat at a table.
That's like, true.
I
feel the like climate has changed.
Social media platform, yeah. Like, people are thrown at us a little bit quicker and faster now. So I feel like A Seat at the Table got it's as big as it did because of social media, because there's so many outlets that we can throw different musics on. So it's going to get a little bit more publicity. So now in this time, with as many social media platforms that we have, I feel like her music got a lot of hits, you know, and compared to like smaller artists. Because, like I said, I mean, like you guys said, Solange isn't as known for... I mean, she's known for her music, but she's not. Like, she is her own person, and she does her own things. But we didn't know... I wasn't aware of Solange's music until
A Seat at the Table. But I think that's separate, because, I knew about her music before, but I didn't really go out my way to listen to it. But I feel like Beyonce, I feel like Solange, honestly, took... I don't want to say she took a backseat to Beyonce, but she kind of, like... She didn't really go.
So do you think she gets her publicity from her sister?
Not necessarily, no, because if that's the case, people would have been playing her music more than they were now.
And I don't think so. I don't think that's necessarily true.
So well, you I'm think saying... Solange is big because of Beyonce?
Well,
I'm asking
if
there, because she's her own
person. Yeah, she's her own self, but to be honest, if there wasn't a Beyonce, I don't think that Solange would be as big as she was.
Right.
Because...
So you think she gets a little bit of her
well naturally because she's just like
yeah, just her name yeah.
Just by association, like she's their family.
I feel like that's really a stretch kind of,
but Solange did, she played in movies, you know. She was in a few little, you know,
the Proud she's been around she just...
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
But I don't think a lot of people didn't know that Solange was a voice in the Proud Family. Yeah, I
didn't remember until TR just said something. Who was she?
I think, I don't know. I feel really weird because I feel like I really did follow her. Like,
I've been watching Solange since she was in, what was she, Indonesia?
Yeah,
you know what I'm thinking of.
The third one. Oh. She was also in Johnson Family Vacation. Yeah. I really used to watch the movie a lot.
I like Jizzy and I like Johnson Family Vacation too.
But some people didn't even know that was Beyonce's sister.
So compared to,
go ahead.
I think a lot of people still don't know that that's Beyonce's sister. Mostly white people don't know that that's Beyonce's sister. It's so funny how clueless white people are. Anyways,
I'm not disagreeing.
That blows me. They just be so in their own world. But anyways, so So, you know, there was, when Cardi B was becoming big, there was a lot of controversy on how big she was getting because she was light-skinned. Like,
and it's crazy because I think it's because of Cardi B's personality.
Yes!
Like, she's just so, like, she's unapologetic for who she is. And I think that's what people have flocked to.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, go ahead.
Help what color they are.
I don't think it's about what people can help. It's about what the media has seen to skyrocket and build things that influence those things.
But you think that they push certain people because of their skin color?
Because someone, in their head, like yourself.
Because going back to Cash Doll, you have someone like her who's unapologetically herself, who's in the music industry, but her music doesn't get as much hits. Or is it because I mean, I have to say
Cash Doll has some stuff going on.
Cardi B's music, though. Well, she has stuff going on with the with the label that she's with, but still, she has her person. She wasn't on like Love and Hip Hop, so Cardi B became known from Love and Hip Hop. But maybe comparing her to K Michelle, do you think Cardi B's music is much bigger than K Michelle? And K Michelle's like a shade darker than Cardi B.
I think but they're on two different genres,
two different levels.
So are we comparing artists who are rappers or
I think we should, we're comparing like, artists are we just that comparing are on a level them? Playing field. But so like, for example, think about Summer Walker. She's darker skin, I would say.
And she's taking off. She's taking off a lot right now.
So I think that also has to do with, like you said before, the climate has changed. Mm-hmm. And at a point in time where we were at, people were fantasizing and glorifying skin that was lighter at a point in time. And so those were the effects of who got more of the, you know, the attention. But I feel like now...
So do you think they're trending because darker skin women are trending?
That I haven't really made a reference to, but that could be a possibility.
I think it's that and the fact that a lot of times now you hear music and you don't know who it is. So you just end up liking it for like what it is and who they are.
And then and then you discover the artist.
And
like,
you discover what they look like. Because that's a lot of times what I do, because like I'll be in the car all day and I'm listening to music. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, this sounds good.
Think about her and her wearing her glasses. She wanted people to listen to her music. And I even think about Summer Walker. She even said it herself, like, she said that if she could, she would just turn her music under a door and nobody would know who she was when she first came out. She never wanted to be famous. Like, she just wanted to just, like, be herself and, like, submit, make her music, and then that's it.
And that's
like, she
so
didn't want
amazing.
The life that came. Yeah. And it's and that.
Mm-hmm. And she's such a different person. Yeah. Like,
and it's also something to be said about that lifestyle. Like, fame is, like, not something that you really want. It's
like magic.
It's like poison.
Oh, I know what I was gonna say. So this, I know we talk about women, but this is a prime example of me. And I know a lot of people that did this. So when what is his name? Sean Kingston came out. I thought he was light skinned when I first heard his music. And then you listen and you look at the video and it's like this dark skinned chubby guy.
I thought he was brown skinned.
I definitely know he's brown skinned. It's interesting what each person considers light skinned and dark skinned too.
He's definitely brown skinned. He wasn't dark
skinned. Brown skin.
He brown skinned. He had a tan.
So...
He wasn't T-Pain. He wasn't like T-Pain's color.
No.
Yeah. No. See, he was definitely brown skinned.
Skin,
he was like caramel.
Like...
I guess anything is dark skin compared to Tierra. Tierra's pale.
I'm not light as you.
Sorry. You are definitely.
Here we go. We're having a light skin versus dark skin with the light skins on the cake podcast today. Who would have thunk it?
No, we're not having. We're not. I'm just saying she is lighter than me.
Okay.
Here we go.
Whatever.
But we're. It depends on what time of year. However,
I would take Denisha. Do you remember that time that I had that tan?
Girl, you went from Bari to a piece of. You look like a piece of bacon. Like you were so. You low key was like my complexion.
I was like, wow. And in my head, I'm like, man, I always wanted to be dark skinned. And here it's I crazy
because you were like, oh my gosh, I hate that my skin. Or you said, I hate that I'm like this dark. Because you were like, you couldn't find a foundation. Like, it was just a lot going on.
I couldn't find foundation. Your skin was peeling. Like, I didn't know what kind of foundation to get. My skin was peeling. My hair was bleaching. Like, it was just so much going on. He was literally frying. Working there and being in the sun. And I found this white woman tried to match me with a foundation, and she matched me with a foundation that was 2 shades darker than me. And I put that foundation on, and I called Denisha. And she was like, what the fuck? I literally looked like I was doing blackface. Oh my gosh.
It really
did. It
was
so funny.
It was really funny, but I was like, wow. Like, what the heck?
I was like, wow, I really wanted to be dark skinned. And that was my summer that I got to experience that. But it wasn't
you ask and you shall receive
what I wanted it to be. It wasn't like, oh, I take that back. I don't want to be dark skinned. No. It was just I just didn't know what to do because I was just like,
wow. This really happened.
I think people are dark skinned for a reason.
So what is dark skinned for a reason?
I'm just saying it didn't look right on me because I don't think it matched my features.
Okay, well,
like I don't know. I can't really understand.
I do understand what I'm saying.
Uh-oh. Be dark skinned, y'all.
What do you say?
What do I consider dark skin?
Is dark skin.
He's not dark skinned. He's definitely brown. Let me look at this guy. I still say he's brown too.
He might be. Let me. I'm thinking about that. You look like that song.
Beautiful girl. Talking about that song.
Man, what happened to him? Yeah.
But think about.
He is a little dark. Maybe it was the lighting in the video. He's just very caramel. I mean, he ain't black. Well, in some pictures, he does look dark.
And maybe, do you think, okay, here's another little thing I have to throw in here. He does look a little, he is pretty chocolate.
He's brown.
He's like a milk chocolate.
He's brown skin. Yeah, he is like a milk chocolate. And I didn't know that because in the video that he did, he definitely looked
caramel. Yeah, I definitely was thinking this color, but yes.
So they lightened him for the music video. Do we think that they lighten people in?
Definitely, sometimes they do.
Are they lightening people to post videos and pictures? Do we, like, yeah, you know, they put out pictures on tabloids and do music videos? Are they lightening their skin?
I mean, obviously, sometimes. Why does it say Sean Kingston funeral? What the heck? They be putting all kinds of stuff on here. Oh my god. Okay.
My coworker was like, what if Nipsey Hussle's death was at April 4th?
But that's kind of what I felt like, though. Like, I felt like, is this a joke? Like, is this some sick joke? Because I literally, I'm not kidding you not, and even not looking at media, but I was like, wow, like, this is the day before April 1st. Like, what are the odds? Like, and I don't know. It was just so weird because literally I was in LA yesterday, and it was such a beautiful day.
He wasn't even bothering nobody.
I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and say that. I could tell that Nipsey, his personality, he talks a lot of shit, first of all. And it is possible that he could have had some, I don't know why we're going back to this, but he could have had some beefs or some, like, people who had ill will against him.
Yeah, I mean,
but I still feel like it was related to something else, because I don't know. It's really a lot.
I think we just need to figure out who did it. We need the whole criminal minds
put their brains together
right away.
But no. So I don't know. I feel like, yes, some women's careers have been affected by their skin color, but I feel like more and more as the world and everything develops, I feel like people are starting to more so try to look past people and their appearances, because I really like, and I don't know if everyone, I like when the artists kind of like take away from how they look. Like I said, Summer Walker, even they kind of don't really put that much. Yeah, well, Nail though, she isn't as, she's there, but she's not as like big, I would say. But I like how,
yeah, and she has a very different voice.
So it does take a, like, some people,
yeah, so it takes a,
yeah,
it takes a while because to like listen to her.
Some people are just naturally not going to gravitate towards certain things. Because and then I think about this too. I really liked back in the when she first came out was Elle Varner, but she definitely died out, and she was light skinned.
She coming back.
She's trying to come back, but I kind of don't think that people gravitated towards her because a lot of people said, but a lot of people said that.
I think that was why.
No, it was something else, but no, yeah, I didn't hear that too. She said no, but no, I think that some people. A lot of people were saying that they didn't really like her voice necessarily, or like it was just too this or that. But like, I feel like, yes, life, I feel like, okay, first it has to be the talent, the thing that people gravitate toward, and it's a collective, because people collectively have to say, okay, we like this person. And that's how people become trendy. You know what I mean? So with Elle Varner, some people liked her music, some people didn't, but she kind of didn't really catch on. But when it's something that a lot of people can relate to, okay, Jhené Aiko, she talks about a lot of music, and she talks about a lot of pain, a lot of, like, love, and things that people can relate to. Then on top of that, okay, yeah, she's light-skinned, she's pretty, she has connections in the music industry, like, I don't know, like,
she can dress her ass off.
I feel like there's multiple things that play into why someone is influential, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It's funny because I think this goes back to psychology.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I remember I was in psychology class, and he showed us these plain, like, little stick figures of women. They weren't stick figures, but they were just plain women. And they were different shapes. So there was, like, a skinny woman with, like, nice sized boobs and nice hips. Then there was another woman who was, like, small boobs and, like, just, like, different varies of women. And he asked the class what we thought was attractive, and we all kind of went for this same type of woman. So it's interesting what I think our eyes find attractive, and then what we find attractive, we make it trendy. So, like, right now, big boobs and big butts are really in, so we find that attractive, and so we, like, fucking go with it. Like, we take off with it. But before, you know,
or little boobs the other way
and little butts were in.
What?
Is it the fact that, like, we see big boobs and big butts, that's what we think, but the next time something else comes, then we'll think something different?
I mean, I think it plays a part in it. I mean, I don't know when little boobs and little butts are going to come back in, but I can't wait.
I think it's something to be said about who and when.
Because I don't think the little booties matters trend is as big as it could be.
I'm sorry. I did not expect you to say about that.
I'm just saying. Look, I love, like, you know, I love seeing women with the fat asses, but I don't have one, and I don't think I'm getting.
Well, just like for therefore,
and that goes for all the little booties out here.
Shoot! Oh, I'm team booty on the low. Have y'all heard that booty on the low? Like you don't really have, like, you can't really appear that you had that much.
You got booty at the bottom.
Listen, hold on. So, let me freaking explain.
You ain't got no booty in your jeans, but when you take
I got
your
a little
off,
bit of booty in my jeans. I said booty.
You got hidden booty. You got a hidden butt.
I said it's team below. So, like, when, you know, when the time is right, you got the booty. Yeah, you
it's
got
unexpected.
The booty. When you got it at the right time.
Is that what they said about you?
You know, who is they? I just, you know. I'm team booty on the low, and that's that.
Okay. Denisha's team booty on the low, so whenever she ready to pop it,
I wasn't saying all that. I was just saying.
I wasn't saying pop the pussy. I was saying,
okay, yeah, that too.
You know, back in the day, you know, the booty pop used to be called the pop. Now it's called twerking.
I
couldn't do neither one of them.
We've always been shaking our booty.
It was actually... It's a lot of songs back in
she's
the
working like, and they're working and they're working at that. Like, I didn't know that was twerk.
They were saying twerk. I didn't know either, but now it's really big.
Twerk it. Well, they used to do the butt.
However, I do think that I'm glad that there are a lot of artists who are using Black women in their music videos again. For a brief moment, I seen a lot of, like, Latina women or what do they call women, like, foreign women in their music videos. And now I'm seeing, like, a lot of music videos go back to using a lot of Black women, which I do appreciate.
I actually haven't watched that many, like, recent music videos, which is interesting.
I think because I like listening to like Tyga's music. You do? And he makes a lot of twerk songs, like a lot of songs you can dance to. So
don't do her. Them parts are good.
Okay, you're right.
They still good. I bet if he did a rap right now, he'll roast your ass. You know who I was talking to
today? Haters.
Mm-hmm. Who? Young Dolph. Like, why does he make me want to twerk?
Tierra, you be twerking, okay?
Tierra, you can twerk to any hip hop song.
All Tierra needs, she just needs to be selling drugs and trapping out the bando.
Tierra probably do. She's probably get away with a lot of stuff we don't know about. You're right. Tierra got Woody all types of different personalities that we. Tierra has layers, and we are still unshaving them. Yeah, you're like an onion.
Oh my gosh, you used that same analogy.
Well, that's what Tierra said.
Yeah, you have layers. Oh shit, you fucking scared.
What? Is it the person that's moving the couch again?
Sorry.
Oh.
Who's moving the couch? Oh, yeah. The last time.
Okay. But yeah, do y'all have anything else to say about this whole?
I think that it has a lot to do with, because I think about like Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige.
Get your freak on.
You know.
But they were really big in their time.
And they were dark skinned, and Missy Elliott was bigger. And although people probably told her no and all this other stuff, like, she still did it, you know? And that's because of her talent. Like,
but I think today, in today's industry, I think sex is still a big part. Yeah, I think it's still a big part in your image. And it's funny because more women who are undressing themselves and revealing their body has more followers.
That is true.
Her voice and that being herself. And not to say that you should do that, but it kind of makes you think like maybe I should dress a little bit sexier to get more views on my Instagram to show people my talent. But it's like you have to do that to like, get people there's to notice Lizzo. You.
She's darker. She's bigger. And then there's this other girl that I follow. Oh, dang. I'm not on Instagram right now. But I cannot think of her name.
Girl, do you delete Instagram
every week? Because I'll be trying to study. But, like, she wears a mask. And she, like, has a song called Attitude. I can't think of her name.
Attitude. How's it need how to go?
It's called Attitude. That's so good.
I don't want to hear that.
No, but her songs, like, you've heard her songs in some, like, shows.
You're talking about Insecure?
Like, it's been on Insecure. I'm pretty sure she's on the Insecure soundtrack.
LaKelly 47?
Yes!
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I've never actually heard her before. Like, besides Insecure.
Oh. Well, you know I be listening to soundtracks.
You do. You really a hood nigga. I like, appreciate that. You've always been like that. That's the thing. Or not even, no, not soundtracks, but you be listening to mixtapes.
Yeah.
But
it's not even hood. That's not hood. Like, Rico Nasty, that's not hood.
Yeah, but see, how do y'all feel about Rico Nasty? Her voice kind of just makes my skin cringe a little bit.
I love it. It's so different.
I'm not a big fan of her. I'm not a big fan of Sweetie.
Oh, Sweetie cannot rap.
She's beautiful. She's a really pretty girl. However,
have you heard her new album?
I will say, I will say, Trick is probably my favorite song on the album, even though all the songs were pretty terrible. But Trick is a really good song.
And so, is that the one with Quavo on it? So, all the ones with Quavo on it.
It's the first song on the album.
Listen
to the very first song. And I was like, you a Trick?
I really was like, okay, I like that. For some reason. I don't know. She raps in slow motion.
No, and
too,
she's not really good.
Makes me uncomfortable.
And I seen her in concert, and me and Devery walked out the show.
I would have just wanted to see Meg Thee Stallion and Keisha
Light Skin Keisha, she can't rap that well to me either. However, she's very comical, and that balances it out.
Cause I love that Believe That song. That give me hype.
I just be so confused because Sweetie done came out with I don't know how many Icy songs.
That's big facts.
I feel like every song she put out is Icy Part 3, Icy Part 4, Icy Girl. ice cold. Cold. Ice right, like so, just some,
ice
right.
Ice cool. out. Just ice me out too.
Right, like I just be like, how many times? What album is this? Because you know, I thought Icy was your first
song. Iciest. That's what it is.
And it don't sound the same. Cold. Like he didn't even come hard. Like
no. It wasn't. It could have
she
been
sound like she's trying to be what? Hard, but she just really doesn't have the capacity. Come on, Tierra. You gonna spit some bars?
She's just a really pretty girl.
Yeah, it's funny because back a while ago, I watched her interview with this other media guy. His name is Ebro. She did an interview, and he low-key told her that she couldn't rap to her face. It was kind of, like, crappy. But I, like, totally agree with him because, like, she really can't. He was like, do you think you can, like, she tried to, like, do her freestyle. She did her freestyle, and I don't know. I respect her for, like, not letting it get to her. She's still creating. However, like, I don't know.
But do you think she should go down and do another
acting? Yeah, modeling would be a nice career.
Or, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, do we think that she made it just based off of her looks? Though. But she got up with Quavo.
It was like another little push. Like,
I don't really know if they're even really together, but I really don't like her. I don't know, songs with him. Like,
I just want her to come harder.
I just want her to go home.
Yeah,
go home.
So, what do we feel about? So, there's been a lot of things in the social in the media about. I seen a video with Cardi B saying that she doesn't really care for hip hop that much. She's only here to make money. So basically, she's basically saying she has a ghostwriter. She doesn't write any of her raps.
Cardi B said that?
There's like a video of her saying like she doesn't really give a shit about like the music industry that much. But she's just really here to make her coins, which is, you know, that's enough to drive people. However, you know, a lot of people, she's influencing a lot of people based off of her music, but she doesn't write any of it. And she doesn't really care that she doesn't write any of it. And also, she's a light-skinned woman and a woman in the music industry.
That she wanted to make music to make people feel good. And that's what she's doing.
And I think we have to realize that everybody has a different purpose for their music. Some people want to have music to heal. Some people have music to make people feel good. Some people have music because they want to write from their heart. Like, everybody has different intentions on why they are in whatever field they're in, like, the industry, you know?
You know, it's just kind of interesting because she's winning awards based off these songs. Maybe because she's winning the awards based off of how she's performing the songs. Because she's not
she's a face and a personality. Yeah.
So, but she's winning awards for best hip hop when she's not writing any of this. So, you know, it goes back to like artists who are actually writing. Like, you have what's her name? What's Peppermint's wife's name? You got Remy Ma, you got Nicki Minaj, you got like all these people who are writing their own raps who aren't winning these same awards.
They're getting credited.
They're getting credit, but I'm saying like Cardi B doesn't write anything and she's getting award for something that she didn't even write because of her face. Because of how she's performing it.
I mean, there's songwriters that didn't write the song. I mean, there's singers that didn't write the song.
I mean, like Beyonce. Nobody says anything about this, but Beyonce takes a lot of songs from other artists. You know, she has, what's that one song she just did that came out from the Carter's album? That's
That Migos song?
Have you ever?
Ape Shit.
Yeah, the Migos were. Yeah, well, Quavo actually wrote that song, so and nobody said anything about it that Beyonce took it from him. I mean, not took it from him, but you know, basically got the song.
Put her face on it, basically.
And put her face on it. However, I feel like Beyonce has a stronger influence than Cardi B.
I think they kind of right now
in the community.
Yeah, in the community. Yeah, I don't think they're the same. Right now, as far as influencers, well, Cardi B is up there with Beyonce right now.
I think Beyonce has more longevity. Cardi B is a trend right now.
Yeah.
I believe that too, but like right now it's just like those are big faces.
Well, Beyonce to me is not in the forefront. She's just someone who people are always going to gravitate to because she's just an influential person and she's a legend at this point.
Yeah, Beyonce is like Michelle Obama, but
she's like an icon. She's an icon now. Even though Cardi B is an icon, Cardi B is someone who's newly coming into this mm-hmm. lifestyle. It's I not feel like eventually not a long Cardi time. B
will get played out. Yeah, I don't think she will last as long in the music industry. Really? As much as no.
You think she's gonna go to jail? No.
As I don't think she's gonna. Right. Why she gotta go to jail? What? I'm just saying eventually. Eventually, there's gonna come somebody else who was a little bit more trendier than Cardi B,
aka Megan Thee Stallion.
What I'm saying is, right now,
and that's something I actually wanted to touch on, especially right now in the climate that we're in the music industry, there is a lot of female rappers on the rise. There's so many. They're coming out like popcorn,
like crazy,
and there's so much better than. There's so much. There's so much better than the men rappers that are popping up, like Blueface.
But for some reason, I like the one with Cardi B in it. That's the only one I can listen to.
It makes it better because of Cardi B. Like after Cardi B's verse, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear YG's verse because
didn't even know he had a verse.
Just makes the song pointless. It's at the end. Yeah, if you keep going, it's like it's really at the end. I don't turn the song by then. I'm like, why do you know?
They should just put Cardi B's verse. Literally, after the song is over, I literally turn it absolutely off. But I was saying
Cardi B going to jail for like drugging the men and robbing them.
Okay, so that's.
I don't think she's gonna.
Can you all kind of elaborate on that story? Because I've been like ducked off during the week, and I know it had developed during the week, but I don't really know what happened because I haven't been on social media really.
So Cardi B went on live and basically said she was talking about how people were coming for her for how she got into the music industry and basically saying it was easy for her and stuff like that. But Cardi B was elaborating on all the shit that she had to go through to get to where she was. Like basically niggas was asking for pussy and instead of giving them pussy, she was, you know, drugging them and taking and robbing like money from them just to get it by, you know. So when she did that, I don't think she meant to say it, honestly, because when you watch the live, if you go back and watch, if you find the video, she looks like she was speaking out of a lot of anger. So she might not have been thinking about what she was saying when she was saying it, because we are in a really big Me Too moment, like in a really big Me Too movement. So I don't think she was thinking about it when she said it. But I think she was up under so much anger. She was just like, let me tell y'all, like, I had to do this to get where I am. And it wasn't easy. However, what she did was wrong. And if we're going to hold her, if we hold men accountable to that standard, why aren't we holding women?
Well, I think we have to also realize that I still say it's wrong, but that's two different situations because men, well, in certain situations, I think what you're trying to say is like the rape thing. Versus her taking money. I mean, they wanted to have sex and she was taking the money.
They were soliciting. So, yeah.
So that's two totally different situations. They're both
wrong. And that's what I'm saying. Yes, she's not raping them and she's not doing anything sexual with them. However, she is drugging them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that part is definitely wrong.
Without their consent.
That part is definitely wrong. That's like the most wrong part of the story because drugging them and then stealing their money is all wrong. It's like, no, that's not good. I don't know what else to say about it. But I don't think it's. I still don't think it's the same standard. I really don't know what to say.
I mean, she's doing it to multiple men. Yeah. We don't know how many men, but just know a man wakes up the next morning and he's like, "What the fuck? And where's my money?
What the fuck?"
Well, I will say this sounds so controversial, but I'm glad she didn't kill him. She had to get out of.
I'm saying, you know, we're holding men to that same standard. Why aren't we holding? And I'm saying, I don't think anything's gonna happen to Cardi B. She hasn't lost any endorsements. She hasn't lost many fans. This subject is just gonna die down. This subject is gonna die down, and nobody's ever gonna care about it. So that's exactly. So you know, it's just saying, you know, why aren't we holding women to the same standard as we are holding men?
Yeah. I do agree with that.
However, Cardi B is really big right now. She popping, and I think they're going to just turn a blind eye.
You're right, because, you know, Bill Cosby was allegedly being, you know, saying that he drugged women, and even though he did go, they said it was a step further and all that stuff, he lost his whole, like, legacy, career, blah, blah, blah. Not like, career, because he wasn't really doing much.
And it's we're in a huge cancel like, culture. We're canceling so many artists right now. So for us to like read what Cardi B was doing and turn a blind eye, be like, you know what, fuck it. Yeah, and be like, fuck it. Like, I still fucks with Cardi. You know, I would go drug a nigga and rob him too. You know, shit. That's the city girls in me.
That is real. Why aren't we? So why aren't we holding the same standard? Because if that's the case, because
it's trending. City girls is big. Being this ratchet, like taking what's ours and not giving no. That don't mean you're not saying what's ours, but you know. Hey, look, we doing whatever the fuck we.
Can I actually propose a question,
girl? Girls gone wild.
I need to propose a question. So, do you think that this whole divide of a people, because when you think about it, it's taken away from the element of the black, like a family type of dynamic. Like the women are, you know, being, not to say that women being powerful is the thing that separates from men, but women basically only using men for money and not for love, and being this whole different, like. This whole different energy, like it's more dominating and like more like powerful, like more power, trying to be more powerful than the man. Do you think that it's toxic to our culture and like our people and the family?
Yes, absolutely. I think that honestly, I think that women are dating men for the absolutely wrong reasons. Not all women, but what's in the media. And I think, you know, with the music that's coming out is, I'm not, you know, fucking you until you pay a bill or some shit. It's like, you know, it's kind of funny because up until recently, I was dating dudes who didn't have cars. Like, I didn't really care. I was dating dudes who, you know, didn't have the greatest jobs and like they couldn't really do for me like what I could do for them and all this shit. And it was like, you know, now it's like.
But that could be maturity.
No, because now I want a new one money. No, it's not.
I wouldn't even say I want a dude with money. Oh, God.
I think it was like back then I didn't really care what you had. I wanted you because of your personality. Now I want you for your personality, plus you gotta have money and a car.
I said that ain't everything. At some point
you absolutely gotta have a car. Like, but I think now like we're looking past the fact of what we really see in a guy. We're looking into what he could do for us.
Yeah, I think longevity.
Which could be money.
No, it's not even that, but like even if you didn't have everything, like you didn't have money, like at least if you have like a goal, like you know what I mean, like you.
But that's you. Women these days in this music industry, and especially what they're putting towards us, you know, like for men. And looking at rappers, what influenced a lot of boys is the cars, having a lot of money, and having
but
girls.
So, like,
but now for women,
so stank, and then that's why the people that deal with them, the women that deal with them, that's why their attitudes be stank because they got some stank ass attitudes.
But that's true. However, we still gonna fuck with that nigga.
I ain't fucking with that nigga.
Shit.
Hell no.
That's you. Mm-mm. I'm saying it's a lot of women out here who don't fucking care. We ain't even gotta fucking speak to each other. Shit, as long as we could look good for media, you giving me good money, and you know, shit, like you fucking look good.
Dang.
It don't even fucking matter. It's all like about the image. Like there's so many clout chasers now. Like it's just crazy what people do for social media views, for clout, for everything, you know. And a lot of these women don't be even having money.
That's hella real.
It's crazy. They don't even be having money. Like, it be girls who out here who be saying they got this, this, and that. And then you, like, low-key. Like, it's funny because I was messaging this dude. And I happened to look at his followers. And all of his followers were fucking Asian. I'm like, how are you a black rapper but got all Asian followers? Because he posted a picture. He posted a picture at like 6 a.m. or like 7 a.m. I know it was hella early because when I looked at it, it said 3 hours ago. And I was like, okay, so he posted a picture 3 hours ago, but he already had 1,200 likes. And I'm like, let me just see who liking this picture. So I looked in the pic, like looked in the likes, and it was all Asian, Chinese, like just random ass, like followers, like, don't even look like they follow like hip hop music, because he's a rapper. And I was just like, wow, like, did he buy these followers? Like, you doing all this to look like you got a lot of followers? And I thought that was just really interesting what people are doing for clout on social media.
That shit is dead. I think
it's all for clout. It's all for views. And you really just have to, like, it's like you lose yourself. And I'm not gonna lie, the only reason I was messaging him was because, well, I'm not gonna lie, the only reason I messaged him was because it said he had 62.K followers.
So he was like, oh, he about something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, he got a lot of followers, you know, that means his music must be kind of dope. But then I looked and I was like, wow, he's doing all this for social media.
I think in some instances, and it's like, I don't, it's a hard line, because some people have bought and sold their accounts and shit like that, you know, they've done stuff like that and have not authentically earned that. But I do want to know, what is the hype like? Why do people put so much influence on what other people, like, I know it's something that's just in human nature, we are always influenced by people, always seem to be influenced by other things, that's just something that comes with the, for sake of culture, that's how it's formed, you know. But why is it that people put so much influence in or so much emphasis on how many followers you have? Like, you literally don't know this person just because this person is popular or in the media or whatever.
Think,
like,
about it.
That's why
everything is about money.
No, it's definitely about dollars and cents. However, like, why does that equate to human?
Because qualities. Obviously people are following you. Obviously people are following you because you influence them. You have a lot of followers because people are interested in what you have to say and the content that you're posting. And if you have a huge following, that means you're going to bring a lot of publicity to your page. So people want to get on that. So if I have a company and I see that you got a lot of followers, I'm going to join partners with you because you're going to bring more publicity to my company. Yeah, it's all about marketing and getting money. It's just, it's all about that. Like, no matter what, like, if I got 100,000 followers, someone's going to message me like, hey, like, we need to link up because you got something and I got something and we need to join and we need to collab so we can, like, get more followers, you know?
You're right. You're right. Okay, well, I don't want to spend too much time on this. We're going to kind of along, you know, I think that's such a huge topic that we would have to delve in. Dive into, because it's so many layers to it, you know, those other industries that taps over into, not just the music industry, you know. So something else that I definitely wanted to touch on before we do the whole Jussie Smollett story.
Oh, all the charges have been dropped. His lawyer is bomb as fuck. And
was this just a publicity stunt? Like, was it that, or like,
Well, actually, Empire has lost a lot of ratings because of this Jussie Smollett thing. So I don't think it's a publicity stunt, because it didn't help. It didn't help Empire, and Jussie Smollett wasn't about to come out with his own TV show.
That's true. So do you still think that he was? Because I've been saying that from the beginning, that maybe he, I don't know, I was rooting for him. I'm like, well, maybe someone was setting him up, because you just never know what people's intentions are nowadays. Somebody could have been setting him up. And then when the police came to them, they're like, oh, well, he paid us. They could easily say that. So I'm like, okay, well, was it that? Or was he really, what is the truth?
I think that the media played a lot into this, because I don't know if, look, like I said, the story was just a little too juicy for me. News fucking.
It was lucky episode of Empire.
Bleach on him, like, it was just too much fucking sauce on this whole story, like that. And then he, like, fucking ate the sandwich and didn't tell the police that right after. Like, how you gonna fucking eat a sandwich and then call the police? Like, how you just gonna be that calm to eat something? Like, my whole fucking appetite would have been gone. So it's just like, it was just so much going on that you would think that it was fake. But then for his charges to be dropped makes me think that either they had something on the people that was throwing this out against him, and they found out and they, like, set a deal on the table or something. But he has a great fucking lawyer, and best wishes to Jussie. But he kind of lost a lot of, he's kind of like the guy who cried, like the boy who cried wolf. I think he lost a lot of credibility, but I'm Yeah, I think he, I'm glad he's not in jail, because I don't think he deserved to go to jail. But I don't just think he deserves to still keep the same image that he kept.
Yeah, well, this before. Is definitely hurting his career, because I don't know anyone.
I don't feel like he doesn't even know the truth. Like, so you dropped the charges, but what is the truth?
Right. I think at this point, since your charges are dropped, we deserve to know, because you done stirred up so much, like, fucking ruckus. Also said, like, what really happened?
I was watching a show, and they were saying basically, like, although they have the case is sealed, it doesn't mean that it's over, because now the FBI is looking into it. So, I like, they just can't talk about it right now. But it's supposed to be sealed, but they had said, like, Bill Cosby stuff was sealed. Like, all this other stuff was sealed, and it got brought back up. So
it's interesting how this, it's funny because this story, but also going back to what we talked about last episode when we were talking about Jordan. So apparently, since Jordan's since she's like broke away from the Kardashians, she's received a lot of endorsements. Mm-hmm. And also her ratings, or not ratings, but her followers, like so many people have started to follow Jordan because of the whole incident. And it's funny because she got back, the Kardashians wanted to make like, you know, backlash to Jordan. But really it helped her. And if you look at all the pictures, like, she looks fucking happier. She looks like she's glowing. She looks like herself. She looks like she's done hiding behind Kylie Jenner's shadow. If that's what I think when I see her pictures, like she looked like she literally just glossed up. Like, it's just funny how that story
took a turn.
Like, happened. It kind of makes us, and it makes it seem like someone did this purposely.
What do you mean purposely?
To get, like, it was planned out.
Oh, to like help her career. Like,
I don't want to think that.
I think it's just funny because it's like, the Kardashians was like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get you in. Nobody knows about you. We're going to get you together. And boom, we're going to let you go.
I didn't even think that much into it, honestly. I just thought that...
I mean, how interesting is it that her career is... I don't want to know, because I don't really know the numbers behind all of this. But what it looks like, even if you just look at her pictures, it just looks like she has this different type of glow and confidence behind her photos. Now
she probably looked just like she just went through a traumatic or a life-changing, life-altering thing in her world. She lost her best friend because of something that was a rumor. She got kicked out of this house. Her family was suffering through all these things, and then she decided to speak out about this topic. And now, from this topic and her speaking her truth,
she's butterfly.
Able to be free. So that has to be a joy in her heart. She's like relieved that it didn't backfire on her words. So she's like, oh, well, now I'm getting more positive feedback out of this because I spoke my truth. So who wouldn't be happy about that outcome, you know?
But still, at the same time, she did lose her best friend, who really kind of wasn't her friend if she threw her under the bus like that and then left her for dead. But still, like, still was your best friend.
So.
Just imagine, you know, like me and you splitting up, and then like me glowing up after me and you splitting up. It's kind of like, was you really my friend?
What?
I'm just saying, you know, like.
I don't see the comparison because
I'm saying, like, it's just like funny because, like, I'm saying, you know, it just kind of looks
shady.
Kinda, it's funny how, not shady, but like, it's
suspicious.
Like she just looks like she bossed up, but
as still, she at said, the same because time,
she lost her best friend.
Well, yeah, well, what else was she supposed to do if you
not to say that she should hold on to it and she should look sad in all of her photos, but she skipped like the I'm trying to get it together stage, and she went from no social media. She kind of went off. She kind of went away. Took a little quiet time, and then bam, eyelash popping and endorsements is out the roof.
Well, yeah, she had to make that money. Huh?
Yeah, she had to make the money. She got to help. Now she got to provide for her family. But on top of that, she also had to show that she ain't gonna let this shit stop her. Because to be honest, they've been in the industry. Her dad was on the show doing something with
Will Smith,
but her dad passed away, so it's like then they're basically their family stopped getting that money that was coming in. So not to say they always have been around those people, like the people in the industry, you know, the Smiths and now the Kardashians.
Jordan wasn't looking this fucking happy.
Well, we didn't really know, but we didn't really know Jordan as she was on the rise. But
I did.
I followed her.
I followed Jordan. Like, all the pictures she posted, I would like them. But now it looks like her melanin is, like, a little bit shinier. Maybe it's because
she's been out, she been out in the sun.
You have a bad breakup, and you just, like, bam.
Like, you in a relationship, and you it's low-key a little toxic, but you love this person, and you riding with this person. And then when you get out, you're like, wow, it's actually kind of greener out here.
Man, that feels pretty good. Yeah,
good. Mm-hmm. I actually like this. I feel better than ever. Oh, let me keep going, because this is great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like that she's around more Black women. Like, if you look at her, like, Insta stories, she's a lot, she has more, like, Black people in her corner. She got more, like, you know, I fucks with that. You know, Jordan, if you need another friend, I'm there.
This is funny. But, yeah, so.
If Jordan wants to come on the Cake podcast, we accept you. She probably
even think about us. But maybe one day she will.
Griffin can.
She probably, she'd like, how much are you going to pay me? I'm like, girl, nothing, because this is volunteering hours. How about that? No, I'm just kidding.
Let's stop. Have a TV show. Let's have we a could. Channel.
We really could, but, you know, eventually when we get in the same city. Once we keep growing, you know, we plan, we will be together.
Oh, sometimes. My gosh. I have the greatest venture yet.
Tierra, you are excited right now.
Sorry.
I love it, though. Keep going. I feel like I'm the opposite.
She was just like, oh my gosh, y'all.
I can't. I don't like Go saying ahead. Things. But just be on the lookout, because I got an idea.
What you about to okay. say?
What was your idea?
Well, Mari, you already know the idea. But we're going to get to that one day.
Okay. Because I'm thinking you're about to say it, because of the way you just blurted it out. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to hear what you got to say. And then you'll say,
wow, she just made this big noise and then did not say it.
You want me to say it? I don't want to.
It's okay.
Don't mind Tia.
Okay, well, then we can wait. We can wait.
Don't pay no mind to Tia. She has a lot of big ideas.
I have big ideas, guys. I should be one of those one people, like a consultant person. They get your ideas together and I give you some and you pay me.
If you pay me.
All right.
Well. What'd you say? Yeah, I think you're really, because you're very organized. You think about all the moving parts, and that's great.
Tanisha's like, keep your dreams.
No,
alive.
I'm so serious.
No, she agrees. We've
like
been bad ideas off of each other before.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tanisha's like the supportive parent. What?
I'm a supportive friend in general. My voice
what's
is going
wrong
off.
Voice?
Just, I don't know what's going on. Oh my god, that was so weird. Dear
you
want to
know a funny story?
What happened?
So my
that
grandma,
was really creepy. That sounded like us.
Don't say that. I haven't watched it.
That's the first thing I thought about.
That was so creepy. Oh my god,
that was the first thing I thought about.
I scared myself. I was like, that's all like Jesus Christ. Okay, so what'd you say, Tierra?
I hope that's not what Jesus
no I'm
like.
Saying help me.
Wow.
Because it sounds like us. The girl, never mind. Okay, okay.
Go ahead, Tierra.
So my grandma, okay, so my...
Story time with Tierra.
So my mom was married to this man, and my grandma and this man didn't get along, right? So I call him my stepdad still. So my stepdad came over to put some of my shelves up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so... my grandma was like, well, I'm going to call him and see if he'll put my curtains up. My grandma's voice. She was sick, y'all. So her voice was like, just really, really high. So I was like, so he came over and put my shelves up. And so I was like, did my grandma call you? And he was like, yeah. He was like, I thought somebody played on my phone. He was like, she kept saying who she was, and I was like, this is not who it is, because her voice was so high. And I was like, dang.
I can imagine that conversation.
And he was thinking like, you never thought this person would ever call you
and ask
you. Right.
So like, didn't get along. He's like, this is not that person. Can you stop playing on my phone? Like, quit playing. This is a joke. April Fool's. Like, what?
I was so weak. But that's what it made me think of my grandma's voice changing for like a week. It just changed back.
Well, that, my friends, do you all have anything? Why is my voice doing this weird crap?
You need a call.
Woo. Is there anything else you all wanted to talk about this week? Because I kind of,
I think we unraveled a lot too. Of, you know, I think, topics. I think it was pretty good.
So we will see you all back on our next episode. Thank you for tuning in again to the Cake Podcast. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.